All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in, Sports Mappers. We welcome in the fine audience on 94.1 FM, as well as our loyals, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5, as we simulcast you from 3 to 4, and then open the door for Fred, AJ, and John to take you home till 7. Good times had by all here pre-holiday.
Indeed. If you missed any of the show, go back and listen on podcastarena.com to hours 1 and 2, where we had a lot of fun and interesting and good conversation about mostly basketball, but we talked some baseball. We talked some Amazon Prime dumbness. We ran the gamut, so to speak. And real quick, I'm going to do a couple shout-outs. Shout-out to Lauren Pope.
Yep.
She wished us a happy 4th.
I saw that.
I hope her and Mr. Pope have a good 4th as well.
Has she not been a little bit quieter than usual?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes life gets in the way, I'm guessing. So, Josh Rapp wants to know who we have in the hot dog eating contest. I'll tell you right now, I don't care. Can't watch it. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Should discourage you from eating hot dogs.
And didn't you actually do your version of it last night just with Italian food?
I was wondering where he was going then. I was like, what is he talking about?
I didn't
about
know where he was going either, but that was pretty good.
The 999 challenge or what?
Nope.
No, that I can't. You ever watched it?
I have.
Oh, God.
When they Kobayashi. Start
dipping it in the
chestnut water
and the buns get soggy, bro. No,
on,
I can't.
You've
do
always,
that.
You always like the soggy buns.
All right, there's nothing to settle down.
Nothing like soggy buns to treat you right. And by the way, I just read this. You guys realize that over they're expecting up to $1 million to be wagered on the hot dog eating championship. That's crazy.
Is it safe to say that if you bet on that, you're just a degenerate and you're addicted to gambling and should seek help?
Yeah, I don't know about seeking help, but you're probably a degenerate if you're betting on that.
I mean, that's pretty bad.
I'm going to Jerry Bow after this and checking out what Jerry Bow's got the odds at.
That cat,
he's all over it.
Props to Jerry Bow.
He's all over it.
That cat is just hitting left and right. Good for him.
He's come a long way from verbally trying to bitch slap you on the air.
Yes, he has. See what happens if you get the best of me on air? You listen up, Shane. You become something someday. Yo, Adrian said, happy birthday. Happy 4th of July, fellas. Don't forget to leave cookies out for Captain America. That's pretty awesome. And then somebody, DJ Caliente, sent us a tweet that's pretty hilarious. It's got the Warriors walking off the court, and it shows DeMarcus Cousins with them. And SportsCenter tweeted it and said, get ready, rest of the NBA. And the Harlem Globetrotters replied to it and said, well, I guess it's up to us now. That's pretty damn good.
That is
That's
good.
About right. At this point, it's the Globetrotters versus the Warriors. All right, here you go. So I wanted to get to this, and I'm glad Corey, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman, tweeted us this. Can you settle an argument for me? What's the difference between grilling and barbecuing? My contention is time and temperature. And someone texted this in, and they said, barbecue is traditionally low and slow with indirect heat and smoke. Grilling is cooking with direct heat, but I agree the words are usually used interchangeably. If I have to go to my barbecue pit, I'm barbecuing. Whether it's direct, whether it's indirect, if I go outside and put something on my gas grill, I'm barbecuing or grilling. It doesn't matter.
I'm with you 100%.
I say either one. It doesn't matter. Like, if you want to, if you're, because I know some of you guys really are like barbecue dorks. You're like, you get really into it. You've got like a barbecue pit that you can drive, and it's got a steering wheel. Yeah, and so you're out there at 4 a.m. getting the charcoal ready, and nah, bro, I just turn on the gas and cook. I don't even know. I don't make steak anymore. I'll do some chicken out on the grill or hot dogs or whatever.
Why would you not do steak on the grill,
bro? Once you go sous vide,
see, I've seen you do this twice now.
Once you go sous vide, what
about how you make your steaks now?
I'm telling you guys, you are.
Is this the boiling thing?
Yes.
That is so weird.
I just could never do it.
I'm going to have you guys over for steaks,
And I want you to cook mine on the grill. Okay?
No, I promise you it'll be the best steak you've ever had in your entire life. I promise you that.
We already know on the grill, that I don't enjoy steaks like the rest of you.
No, so, and that's the thing. To get it medium rare takes an hour. Your steak would take 7 weeks.
See? There you go.
It would have to be boiling in that pot for 7 weeks for you to get it where you want it. But, man, if you can eat a medium rare steak, Nick, there is nothing better. Now, a lot of people are going to text, and please save your text because I don't care about reverse searing. I know that that's great, and yes, I agree it's really good. But, dude, for a guy, my wife and I will eat steak sometimes 2 or 3 times a week, and there's just no better way to eat a steak. Period. You're missing out.
You have a way that you do it, and I can't get mad at you. I mean, I've been made fun of for doing brisket in the oven instead of a smoker, so I get it. But I figured out a way that I can do it in the oven without being, you know, dealing with everything that comes along with, you know.
You can sous vide a brisket. Did you know that?
I'm not doing that. That's got to take forever.
No. Well, it does, but it's like a crock pot. You just put it in the morning when you leave. You come back, and then you throw it in the oven, and you get the little so when you do the sous vide, you put the steak in a bag, you put the bag in the water, and the sous vide machine basically keeps the water at a constant temperature. So, like, we like our steak medium rare. So, it's 129 degrees for an hour. And the bag, it basically just cooks the meat inside of the Ziploc bag. And then you take it out, and I have a iron skillet. You put it on high. You get it really hot so that you can see the smoke coming off of it. And then you sear the steak on both sides. You put the char on there, slap some butter on it, and you're good to go. It's so good, I'm telling you. But some people will take a blowtorch. What they'll do is...
Well, that's more for looks, though.
No. Because all you really want to do is you want to sear the outside. And you can do it in an iron skillet or with a torch. Those little cooking torches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Either way, you just want to get some burn and some char and cook. Because it doesn't cook the outside like it would on a grill, so that's kind of the point, because it kind of looks like it looks weird if you just take it out of the bag and eat it, which you could, but you get that char and stuff. Oh, I'm telling you, man.
Whoa.
You gotta trust me on this.
Well, I'm gonna say this is the first time Josh Rapp's agreed with you in like years.
I know, he's always very contradictory,
but he agrees with you on this steak cooking method. Yeah.
So is there a machine that you're buying for this? Or
yes.
Okay.
If you might be able to get a good deal on Amazon Prime Day.
Well, Jerry found it at Costco.
Looks like it's just a big giant tube. It looks like, the one we bought is, and you just it clamps to like I get a big chili pot, fill it with hot water, put the tube in there, and it's Bluetooth, so it works with your phone. You just set the temperature. You're like, yeah, I want a medium rare.
Wait till it gets hot, Nick. Stick your meat in the tube, and you're all set.
Okay. Nope, the meat doesn't go in the tube, Joel. It's not a bank where you're depositing meat. The tube is the device that warms the water and keeps it at a constant temperature, because that's the key. You can't boil a pot of water and throw a piece of meat in there. The job of the sous vide machine is to keep the temperature constant. That's the key.
Jerry says right now between the toilet paper and the paper towels, you can get a sous vide machine at Costco for $39.99.
That is absolutely not true. I feel like you're mocking me right now.
No, I'm mocking Jerry. How much is the machine?
I think they're like $150.
Oh, no, I'm not spending that. Hell no, I'm not spending that.
I don't know. Let me go look.
Get a grill for like $20.
What the hell kind of grill are you getting for $20?
When they go on sale, you can get them as low as $20, man. $30.
Bro, you're not buying a barbecue pit for $20. There's no way.
You totally can.
No way.
They don't last very long, but you totally can.
You're talking about like the Weber Little Joe. They're called, yeah. I think, Little Joe's or Smoky Joe's.
The one I bought, the Anova Culinary Sous Vide Machine, is $120.
Yeah, you can kiss my ass.
That's just for rich people on farms that don't have anything to spend their money on.
I work at radio. You think I'm rich?
It's because it works with this phone. If anything works with this phone, you can probably sell it to Barry.
They have them as cheap as $55. You going to buy one? That's cheaper than a...
No, I'm just going to come over to your house.
Okay.
And try it.
I'll do that. You come over, I'll make you steaks.
And if it's good, then I might buy one.
You definitely will buy one. I'm confident in that. Did you guys see this thing with LeVar Ball, by the way, now that LeBron went to the Lakers? Did you see his quotes?
No.
You want to talk about... If he doesn't infuriate you already, listen to this. So this is all regarding LeBron going there, right, to the Lakers. And he said... they talked about is it going to take him long? It says the only surprising thing about what LeVar Ball had to say about LeBron James joining the Lakers is that it took him long to say it at all, especially considering the fact that he all but guaranteed it would happen. I don't think it'll happen. I know it's going to happen. I told you to call him L.A. Bron. All right. Then he went on to say, Lonzo's going to get along with anybody he plays with. He's just got that special gift. And LeBron is going to be fine with that and the fact that Lonzo's not 6'1" or 6'2" like Kyrie. So now he's taking shots at Kyrie. Lonzo's not ball dominant where he's just dribbling the ball and you watch him trying to do a crossover and make a layup down the lane. Anybody would enjoy playing with my boy. He's always been like that. Gets better. Lonzo ain't going to play off the ball. How's LeBron going to play point? Lonzo will be pushing and he get out of his hands too quick. Lonzo don't do all that dribbling. All he got to do is run the lane and the pass is going to be right on the money. And then the last quote, we going to play so far. He'll throw him touchdown passes and be scoring all day. And then when he don't, he going to throw the long pass and Lonzo will shoot the 3-point very easy.
Oh, yeah. If he can shoot it easily, making it's a different story.
First of all, I don't understand. Like, I wish they would just.
You know he wasn't going to shut up, even with LeBron coming into
town.
And
he's almost trying to do it to kind of be the buffer that keeps his kid in Los Angeles.
This dude is. I hope now that they traded him to Sacramento. Send his ass somewhere where he'll be
a three-team deal for Kawhi so you can be right.
No, not that. I just want this kid to go somewhere where his dad never is heard from or matters again.
I actually agree with him in terms of his son being able to play with anybody. His son ain't the problem. It's you. You're the distraction, sir. I actually believe Lonzo Ball can work with someone like LeBron and some of these other NBA stars if he had to.
I don't know, though. Do you need – I've always questioned this with LeBron. Do you really need a point guard, a true point guard?
If you look at the numbers –
You need a point guard because you don't want him running the point guard position the entire time.
But he wants the ball in his hands. Yeah, you want everything numbers, to start Nick, and finish with LeBron.
They score – their scoring rate goes way up when he has the ball in his hands and he executes the offense.
To me, it's a lot like Magic Johnson. You never didn't want Magic Johnson bringing the ball up the court because the offense basically started and ended with him and revolved around him, and LeBron's the same way. Yes, he might bring it up, and the play might be to get it over to, in this case now, get it over to Lonzo Ball and run through some screens or whatever, but it's going to set that up. But I don't know that you need a ball-dominant point guard with LeBron James. You just need a guy that can shoot and can share duties with bringing the ball up.
And yeah, I mean,
Lonzo's not that guy that can shoot, so.
Right, and I guess the flip side of that is you saw how tired he was in the postseason. I would imagine if the Lakers had a lot more firepower surrounding LeBron, then yeah, he could probably run the point almost unanimously. But I think in a situation where the team is still young and he's going to be expected to do a lot, unless he's going in there with the foregone conclusion that they're not going to win the championship and he's not going to push himself too hard, which I don't see. I mean, it's going to be kind of hard for him to run the point the entire time and be that scorer and be the guy who's the main presence on the court. He saw how worn out he was, and he was on the Cleveland roster. Well, and then, he was tired.
Yeah, he had that broke hand. Wink, wink.
Here's the thing. Pretty safe to say that Lonzo would be just fine as a developing young talent in this league without his dad. The biggest thing that everybody's worried about is the fact that because of his dad, he will get a bad reputation and he will probably get bounced out of LA because the one thing that LeBron right now, according to sources that I've read on the internet, said he is open to playing with Ball. He likes the kid's game. He thinks the kid can be good. But you know that all it's going to take is Daddykins to get involved one too many times or just one time, and it's going to be like, bye.
Yep. He is not going to put up with the BS from Ball, not for any kind of length of time at all.
Completely agree.
All right. Hey, look, I told you earlier, I want to tell you again, especially you Sports Map listeners that may have missed it. Hey, if you didn't know, Steelhouse Poker Club, man, they've got a big tournament coming up, and I'm super excited for it. And if you like money, you like playing poker, you like having fun, you're going to love this tournament. They've got a $500,000 guaranteed tournament coming up in October. $500,000 guaranteed payouts in this tournament in October. It's going down to Steelhouse Poker Club. I-45 North and West Road is where they're located. Super easy to get to. If you're coming from the south, you exit West Road. If you're coming from the north side, you just exit West Mount Houston and take a U-turn right there on the feeder. So no having to go down long streets with a bunch of lights and sitting in all that traffic. Easy on, easy off. You're in, you're out. You get your poker on. Fridays is lingerie night. Don't forget that. That's super important. But it's a cool experience, man, when you go out to Steelhouse Poker Club. I really enjoyed getting in on their first tournament, which was a record-breaking tournament in and of itself, by the way. That was that $100,000 guaranteed tournament where the prize pool ended up being almost $250,000, biggest opening weekend in poker history in Texas. So, you know, when they do a tournament, they do it upright. But it was great, man. At 20 tables, tons of TVs everywhere. We were watching the Astros game while I was playing in a poker tournament. There were waitresses that was bringing you stuff and mixers, and you can bring your own beer. You can get some food while you're there. They had food trucks. They've got, you know, it's a great experience. Even if you're a novice poker player, get out there and get in on some of these games. You never know what could happen. You get some good luck, you leave with some cash in your pocket. And they do give away a ton of cash, by the way. $75,000 every week is what the amount of money that they're guaranteed to pay out. So, and they've got cash games, and that's the easiest way to get a seat in that poker tournament, that $500,000 tournament, is getting in on some of their daily cash games. They start at 2 p.m., run all day long. No reason not to get out to Steelhouse Poker Club. I-45 North and West Road is where they're located. For details on that $500,000 guaranteed tournament coming in October, just look them up online, steelhousepoker.com. Steelhousepoker.com. That's steelhousepoker.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Man, I'll tell you what. The interns are taking some heat today, and she's new, so I don't want to get it because she's just learning the ropes. But we've had two callers that have taken pot shots at our switchboard, and now on the call list.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
Steve is on the board.
Steve wants to talk about
under the subject matter, instead of wanting to talk about Boogie Cousins, it says that Steve wants to talk about Boogie's cousin. So let's talk family tree with Steve. Steve, what's up? How's it going?
Well, I'm not quite sure about Boogie's cousin.
Oh, but, no. That's not this what this call is about. We got to let you go. I'm just messing with you, Steve. What's up, man?
Well, man, yesterday I got the news about Boogie coming over, and kind of everything else in the league kind of just stopped mattering, it seemed like.
Yeah, definitely.
I could hear Tillman cussing the second he got the news. I mean, you just put 160 down on Paul, but your one area where you might have been better than Golden State is now you're now not.
I'm so with
is this
you,
going to be pushing? So, do you think this is going to push the Lakers to just say, "Whoa, never mind. Let's just let Kawhi come loose. Let's let all these, Durant come free, and see"? Because this year, we there's just no chance.
I'm not going to say there's no chance. I just think that, look, I mean, when you look at what happened, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, and I enjoy talking about it, but look, I'm happy to talk about it for a long time, but the bottom line is this has not been the free agency period that everybody was hoping or expecting from the Rockets, and when you look at the landscape and know, regardless of what happened in the playoffs last year, when all the Rockets have done is added Michael Carter-Williams, they still have Clint Capello hanging in limbo, and they lost their starting small forward in Trevor Ariza. And you look at the world champs and say they've won two in a row. They haven't lost anybody other than JaVale McGee. And they added an all-star center in Boogie Cousins. It's not a good tale of the tape.
No, and, you know, when you get that close, again, I think the expectation in this town specifically was to go out and make a splash. I mean, you look at what the Astros did, right? They went out when they got close and when they were able to, added somebody in Justin Verlander, then added Cole, and they got better after. And so I think that's kind of like we're almost spoiled now where we're like, hey, do what the Astros do. And credit to Daryl Morey, he does that. I mean, they got close with James Harden a couple of times, and he went out and he added Mbamute, and he added P.J. Tucker, and he made some really shrewd moves.
And, savvy.
Savvy. And added Gerald Green. And, I mean, these are all great moves that he made. So give him credit. I mean, he is he is, you know, a really good GM in basketball. Maybe the moves aren't there. Maybe they don't exist.
Well, they do, because this just in.
Uh-oh.
Here's a big move.
Uh-oh.
Prepare yourself. It involves Wilson Chandler. That's right, folks. Wilson Chandler's going to the Philadelphia 76ers. Scratch him off the board, too.
Damn. I'm all excited.
A Woj bomb has dropped. Denver has traded Wilson Chandler in a draft consideration to the Sixers. Chandler will be absorbed into the Sixers' salary cap. There's another name off my list of potential guys that could have replaced Trevor Ariza and been a nice little upgrade for your Houston Rockets.
No doubt. Josh and Beaumont, speaking of the Boogie's cousin, said 29 teams passed on Boogie's cousin. Fans that aren't happy need to blame those 29 teams, not the Warriors. That's a valid point.
I'm telling you that I've talked to several people and seen several reports that said there are teams, and there were a lot of them lined up that said there's one guy that we will keep off of our list of guys.
And it's Boogie's cousin.
And it's Boogie Cousins, but I don't because think of the locker room and the attitude.
No, not him, just his cousin.
Right, Boogie's cousin, right. Yeah. His aunt is a really nice lady.
But he wouldn't have come to all these other teams for $5.3 million.
No.
He's just doing that to win a ring.
Right. Joel, why wouldn't the Bucks throw the bank at Boogie if no one else was offering, or even Washington?
Because they don't have the bank to throw based on what they've got going on and what they're trying to do, because Jabari Parker's a restricted free agent, and they're wondering if they're going to keep him or if they're going to lose him. Milwaukee desperately needs a big man, but I think, and it, like what Barry just said, is absolutely true. Boogie Cousins is going to consider teams where he could win a ring so that he would have a proving ground to show he's healthy and then get paid next year. And in the meantime, enjoy the Bay Area, enjoy all the national TV games, enjoy all the publicity that goes with playing with the Warriors, as opposed to going to a small market, cold weather city like Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's my hometown, but I'm not telling you that everybody wants to play there.
Clarence said using a blowtorch on the stakes afterwards is called Pittsburgh style. I wasn't aware of that. I've heard of Pittsburgh style, but I wasn't aware that that's how you...
But I have seen those torches, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then, by the way, just I deleted them all, but you're more than welcome to go and look at the deleted items in the text. Overwhelmingly, everyone's like, listen to Barry. He knows what he's talking about. Sous vide is the best way to make a steak. Overwhelmingly. So you should go, and you should trust me on that. Oh, and then he said, Nick, trust Barry on the steak thing. There was this other one. He's right. The way of cooking steaks, sous vide is
shocked.
The best.
I'm just saying. I like it on the grill. I'm just saying.
Back in the day, Tyler, on a Sunday, we were talking about steaks and how we make them and stuff. And Tyler Scott was trying to tell me about sous vide. And he was like, yeah, it's almost like boiling a steak. I was like, boiling the steak is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. And he was like, well, it's not. You put it in a bag. And he was explaining how sous vide works. And I was like, that sounds so dumb. And then
you tried it.
I tried it and was like, oh, my God.
So you got it from Tyler Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally... He suggested it.
Now that
it took
sense.
Me a year to try it, and then I tried it.
Okay,
and it was amazing. So, okay. There you go.
There you have it.
That's it. Now, talking about good food, I don't know if they make sous vide steaks, but I tell you what, Cowboys and Indians Texas Kitchen makes some hella good food, and I love it because it's a fusion restaurant. It's Southern comfort food. It's Indian food, and let me just stop you right there because you're probably like me if you're listening to this and you haven't been to Cowboys and Indians yet. I was not a fan of Indian food. I had had it before. I didn't like it that much. So when I went out there, I was pretty skeptical. And Haas was like, no. Trust me, dude. Try some of this stuff. He brought me some lamb vindaloo. He brought me their butter chicken, which, by the way, some of the best butter chicken in the city of Houston. Ask Pink Valkyrie on Twitter. She had it to go. She got it via Uber Eats. They brought that butter chicken to her. It's amazing. Man, this Indian food is legit good. All the recipes have been passed down through Haas's family over the generations. He took them into the Cowboys and Indians Texan kitchen and perfected them, and you're going to absolutely love them. And I do like the fact that they've got a diverse menu, so you can do the Indian food or you can go the Southern comfort route and get like a chicken fried steak or wings or sliders. Or they've actually converted my favorite burger, one of my favorite burgers in the city, the Himalayan Heat Burger. I thought it was a slider. Apparently it wasn't, but it is now because Cowboys and Indians was like, let's do this. So now you can get that amazing Himalayan Heat Burger as sliders. Just go in there and ask them for the berry. No, I don't know. Don't do that. That's weird. But they've got the non-quesadillas that are made with non-bread that are so good. You can get 20% off. Just mention that you listen to the show. And as I just said, you can have Cowboys and Indians delivered to your door via Uber Eats, Grubhub, or DoorDash. Trivia night every Wednesday at 7. They've got a full-service bar. Man, so much going on over there at 1901 Taft in Midtown. The food is amazing. When you go in, tell Haas I said hello. If you want more information about their menu or and other things that they've got going on Facebook is CNI713. Just make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, y'all, you know what we like to do around here? We like to play this thing called the name game, where we call two names, and one of those is your name. You try to be the first caller, and if you are, you get today's prize. Today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Beavers, the laid-back eatery serving barbecued organic meats, inventive cocktails, and microbrew beers. Charlie Palillo gave away today's prize to Kyle. Since he was the first caller, congratulations, Kyle. You get to go to Beavers and get some eats or nice. Organic meats or inventive cocktails.
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
I dig it.
I was going to read that like OU Mike. But
were you?
Yeah. With those words in there, it might have gotten a little dicey.
It would have definitely gotten dicey with OU Mike. Jason Aber said, Barry and Jay Goss in 1971 on Twitter convinced me to try sous vide. And you can cook a lot of stuff. Josh Rapp said that too. He's like, I've cooked pork tenderloin. You can cook wings. You can cook all kinds of stuff in there. It's wings. Legit. Yeah, you can make wings in there.
Wieners?
You can definitely cook hot dogs.
But it would be grilling or would it be?
No, it would be boiling.
Barbecuing. I'm just checking. So I want to be correct.
No, I think it would be neither. All right, couple of texts. I trust Nick when it comes to food recommendations. Just look at him. And then someone said, Nick said Taylor Swift was hot and Curry's mom wasn't. We can't take steak advice from him.
I'm not a fan of Curry's mom. I'll stick to that. And Taylor Swift, I'll stick to the fact
that she's
hot. She has a flat ass and she's pretty. I said she's pretty in the face. That's what I said.
I was dumb. I mean,
it wasn't dumb. I'm sticking
wasn't
to it.
Wasn't it, though? Wasn't it? I mean, wasn't it?
I think Curry's mom is very pretty.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too.
But different strokes for different folks. Exactly. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kyle said, SOB, how did I miss the one day my name is called? Yeah, exactly. Sucks to be you,
Christina's
bro.
Christina's still pissed and she has a legitimate beef that we don't have any female names. What?
You don't want that smoke. You don't want that from both sides. I'll just let that sleeping dog lie. Don't bring that up.
All right. I get tweets about it every day. Every day.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Just leave it be. Don't poke the bear, so to speak.
Okie doke.
We've had a couple of people ask about UFC 226.
Oh, yeah. You guys were going to talk about that.
Friday. We'll do our... We'll talk about it Friday if Nick is here. If not, maybe I'll mention it and give some picks or whatever. I tried to get the Black Beast on the show. Apparently, because remember, we had him on when we were at...
you called him out on the air.
Yeah, when we were at Prime Social, and he said he would come on the show.
Kept dropping the S-bomb.
Yes, he did indeed do that.
And I texted him, and my guess is since he's in fight camp, either he's ignoring me or his phone is off, or I don't have the right number anymore. But I tried. But good luck to him. Stacked card, though. UFC 226.
Yeah, that's
legit.
That's a fight card that will be sellable. Like it doesn't.
Yes,
it'll sell itself.
You definitely should be paying for that.
Yeah,
yeah, and then of course you get the prelims and the.
And if you're a Houstonian with Derek Lewis on the card, I guess there's an angle there.
Yeah, and then next week on Monday we've got Justin Ledet, also a UFC fighter from the area from Alvin. He'll be on the show. He's going to join us, I think, at 2:30 ahead of his fight on. I think he leaves on the 13th, so it's that next weekend. It's a fight night fight, so
sweet.
Good stuff. Yeah. A couple of news and notes from the NFL. Free agent Dez Bryant does not appear to be a target for the Tennessee Titans. Big surprise. I don't know that anybody really wants Dez at this point.
I was going to say, this is going to be really interesting that has he played himself out of the hand he thought he was going to get? He passed up the deal early on a multi-year deal with Baltimore.
Which is looking like a huge mistake.
Thinking he was going to get a big payday on a short-term deal for 1 year to prove his worth so that he could get back in the conversations of, you know, highest paid receivers and all that other stuff. And instead, he's sitting here with camp, what, about 15 days away for most teams?
Yeah.
He's got nothing.
No, he's certainly made some poor choices when it comes to this. A couple more news and notes. Ian Rappaport said Cam Chancellor's basically done. It said word has been he's around 200 pounds. He's down around 200 pounds. And they were talking about the injury. But they also said that Cam Chancellor isn't officially retiring. He just wasn't cleared medically to play.
Well, the reason why he did that is to collect
big
the money.
Difference, yeah, is it means he gets his $6.2 million this year and $5.2 million of base salary next year.
Yeah. Seattle probably not happy about that.
No, but smart move on his part. Yes, and you know what? Anytime an NFL player can stick it to the NFL, I'm good with that. Because I think of all the sports, those guys have the most risk and the least guarantee.
No question about it. You look at how many people get no trade and fully guaranteed contracts, it's like 8% or less.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can play your tail off and take a absolute punishment
CTE
and the next week they can just cut you and not have to pay you anymore is ridiculous, because if there's any of the major sports that deserves to be paid for, especially for the punishment that they take, I think the NFL is top of the list.
No doubt. Last note from my little news and notes section, Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes is a, quote, complete player, according to free agent linebacker Tom Ali. He can throw the ball. Athletically, he's gifted. You don't have to coach it in practice. I'd watch him just look guys off.
That's good, because that's something that Brock Osweiler is still trying to figure out.
Yeah, high praise coming from his teammates early on in Chiefs camp.
I am kind of interested in that team, because I am interested to see how good Mahomes does.
And Andy Reid is a guy that I think is underrated as a coach. A lot of people love to hate on him. He doesn't win big. He's horrible with timeouts, this, that, and the other. What I said, I didn't say big games.
No, he is big.
Oh,
he is
physically big.
He's kind of like a walrus.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But you talk about quarterback whispers and how we're always using that term and criticizing O'Brien around it. Andy Reid's a guy that under the Bill Walsh tree and the way that he's gone about it, he knows what he's doing with quarterbacks. And the biggest question about Kansas City this year is, did they make the right move in taking a guy that wasn't flashy? Right. Wasn't never going to be great, but Alex Smith got the job done, got them to at least win divisions, get in the playoffs, things like that, and they let him go, set him free, and gave the reins over to Patrick Mahomes. So he must have seen something to be able to make that move for that franchise, because it could really set them on their ear if that move goes awry. We talk about how important the quarterback position is, that I'm encouraged by the fact that, look, we could see another really good young quarterback, because we know he's got a big arm too, because he was compared to Favre in terms of his arm strength and the way he can sling it. So if he's looking guys off and he's already getting it, that's a good sign for the Chiefs.
No doubt. When they take a gamble on you like that, and especially like you just said, a guy like Andy Reid looks at you and says, I'll take that guy. It's a good sign. That gives you at least you have some hope if you're a Chiefs fan. Because I think with Alex Smith, it was a guy that you're like, okay, he's safe, but you don't feel like the ceiling is the roof.
He's a I see what you did there. He's a modern game manager.
Yeah,
and we know the roof.
It used to be a great thing to be called a game manager, and then we've said lately that you get criticized for that.
Yeah.
But he was an above average game manager, Alex Smith, and he could run a little bit. Yep. So we'll see how that works out in Kansas City, but it should be interesting to see. And because we like to bring it around full circle early in the show, when we're talking NBA, everybody, Tyreek Evans, Rockets, Tyreek Evans, Rockets, Tyreek Evans, Rockets. Another Woj bomb. Tyreek Evans. 1 year deal, Indiana Pacers. Just another one, scratch off the list. Ooh, Daryl's checklist is looking bad right now. All right, well, we'll continue. We got one segment to go in the big show on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. And then, of course, you don't have to do a darn thing. And at 4 o'clock, the Blitz takes over. They take you home till 7, and you get ready for your holiday the right way. Right here on our two stations, 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
Oh,
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show before we head into the holiday and turn it over to Jong, Fred, AJ, the Blitz. We do appreciate you on the simulcast. SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. We've been a little basketball heavy in a normally non-basketball time, but the names keep falling to the wayside. If you're a Rockets fan hoping for that upgrade and improvement to your team, the only good news, I guess, per se, as of now, is Luke Mbamute and Clint Capella have not received any formal offers, which means the potential for them coming back is still good. Nick, I know life as we know it could change immensely if one Clint Capella goes elsewhere.
He's going to stay. He's going to stay a Rocket. I believe that. Whether he gets that big payday or not, I still think, which I think he is, obviously, but I think he'll be a Rocket. I think the core will stay intact. I don't know if it'll be enough to face the Warriors, but Barry's got this face.
It won't.
Nope, it sure won't.
It won't. None of this is enough.
Yeah.
They need to add LeBron at this point.
We're all right. Barry, stop. Everybody stop hating on them. That's why they play the games, man. They got Michael Carter Williams.
And then on Twitter, we got Jimmy Butler, which would be great if that could happen. But
people forget in a trade, you have to give things up, and no one wants a steaming bag of crap to give you Jimmy Butler. What are you giving up to get Jimmy Butler? It's not going to happen.
You've got to remember that as a fan of your team. I get it. You love your team and you want them to get the best in the trade. But whenever you think of a trade, whenever you have this brilliant idea that pops into your head, remember that there's a team on the other end that needs to get something in return. There has to be a benefit on both sides.
But it safe to say he's the last guy in terms of the NBA stars that puts you anywhere close in terms of over the hump and facing the Warriors? I mean, who else is out there that you can add at this point?
Well, but he's not really
there. I think if the Rockets add Kevin Love to this team and are able to somehow keep Capella, maybe you ship off Gordon or whatever.
I forgot Kevin Love.
That's Gerald Green becomes your shooter off the bench, even as streaky as he is, but you're able to get rid of Ryan Anderson, maybe get a couple of more value picks like they had in P.J. Tucker. Not picks, but value guys. Signings in P.J. Tucker and Luke Mbamute, which Daryl's proven he can go out and do. If you were to add Kevin Love and be able to retain Clint Capella, I think that team could give the Golden State Warriors a run for their money. Absolutely, I believe that. As is, though, lost Trevor Ariza? No.
I don't like you giving up Gordon.
I don't mind that, though. This team has enough offense. I really believe that.
Dude, I keep going back to this for you, though. You forget, because of the success that they had overall, that especially, not just in the playoffs, but especially in the playoffs, you needed Gordon on a lot of nights when, remember early in the playoffs, it was alternating between Paul and Harden, which guy was going to take the night off.
Right.
And Gordon was able to step up, and he had a couple 27-point games.
You've got Kevin Love for that. You've got another year of experience with Clint Capella. You've got a Gerald Green. If Luke Mbamute is healthy and trusts his shoulder, this team is plenty deep without Eric Gordon. But if you can move Ryan Anderson and move Eric Gordon and get a Kevin Love and maybe add, even if they just had enough money left to add a poor man's Luke Mbamute to that team. I mean, I would take that. I would absolutely take four legit stars going up against the Warriors five.
I don't mind giving up Gordon in the event the Rockets could somehow secure a Kevin Love.
Yeah.
But you are losing a self-creator, which is kind of a big loss. You do need that additional self-creator, in my opinion, on the roster. You've got Harden, you got Chris Paul, and then you had Gordon in terms of self-creator.
Getting to the bucket and creating his own shot.
Yeah, I think Gordon's got a lot of value, and especially at that price. At only 15, he's with a guy worth hanging around. Of the two guys they signed at the same time, Ryan Anderson is the absolute good luck trying to find a home for that contract guy.
But remember, if you ship those two, because that's the thing. If you're able to get rid of Gordon and Anderson and bring in a Kevin Love, the net savings is like 10 mil.
But didn't you say that Love's in the 20s?
He's 24.
So and Ryan Anderson's at 20 or 21.
Yeah, but if neither team is over the cap, you don't have to worry about that.
But the Rockets, I keep telling you, are over the cap. Based on the cap hold that they have for Capella right now. And if they lose Capella, things change a little bit. But still, with the max contract for the supermax contract for Chris Paul for 4 years, for Harden's deal,
pretty much
for
there.
Gordon at 15, for all the things that they've got and they continue to do.
P.J. Tucker at 8. It's pretty much there.
Yeah.
Are they?
It's pretty much there at this point. That's the reason why it's so difficult.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
You got 30 for Harden, 20 for Anderson. That's 50.
Well, if they're
then
over,
you've got
then,
the 35
yeah.
for...
Unless they renounce the rights to Capella, which adding Kevin Love and losing Capella, I don't think helps. You've got to have a four. You've got to have four guys like that at that level, I think, to compete with the Warriors. By the way, I just want to give a shout-out real quick to the Kilt a Beer guy. Yeah. Been a long
great
time
dude,
since
yep.
we've heard from him. Glad he's doing well, and big shout-out to him. So,
yeah. Unfortunately, his boys hate him now because he has to wear pants or a jumpsuit.
This guy texted and said, did the Blitz guys ban my number? Can you see this? Nope. I'm sorry. You've been banned. We can't see that.
The a-hole that texted yesterday, you should have banned both of them.
I should have. I totally should have. Gordon led the team in points twice during the conference finals. Okay. Yeah.
I said that. He had a 20.
No, they're taking your side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Rockets need a 2012-ish Shane Battier. I did like Shane Battier. Were you a Battier fan?
No question.
Okay.
No doubt about it. And look, and there's a guy that, again, when people like to put us in the category of media guys that like to anoint certain players as certain things, you don't understand basketball then from a locker room perspective. Shane Battier was the ultimate locker room guy and team guy, as well as a valuable contributor, just like Trevor Ariza.
Yeah.
Because you can judge what they do in a box score, and it doesn't come close to judging their overall value based on what they do in a locker room, off the floor, and with the coaching staff to keep teams together and to get results that they otherwise would not have gotten to. And that's what Shane Battier was.
Loved
that's
him.
What Trevor Ariza was for this team.
Loved him. I loved because Battier was everything you wanted in a role player. He was the quintessential role player for this team.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And the thing was,
same thing
he was going to give you 150%. He was going to play intelligently and not make a dumb mental mistake. He was never going to be too emotional. I always go back to the picture of him in the Lakers series with the blood falling down all over his face off of his forehead, and he was still ready to get in someone's jock strap and shut him down defensively. He played both ends of the floor, and he made his threes.
Yeah. Yeah, Rockets are 17.5 almost over the cap.
So there you go.
17.5 mil.
That's because of the Capella cap hold, too.
Yeah. Yeah, their cap holds are Capella at 7, Tarik Black at 4.
What's Mbamute?
Joe Johnson at 1.5 and Mbamute at 1.5. So you've got 10.
Boy, Luke was a steal last year.
You got 16 in cap hold. So you're like right at, if you, you know, depending on what you do with those.
How much does it chap your ass if Luke Mbamute signs with the Warriors?
Oh, didn't they sign his little brother, though?
Did they?
To the G League team or whatever?
Nah, that wouldn't surprise me either.
So I don't know if that means it's going to keep them around or keep him around. But.
I can't imagine that Tilma Fertitta was like, yeah, I'll pay the luxury tax. I'll do it. Let's do it. And then you go over the luxury tax and you have no extra superstars on this team. It was just keeping
right.
the team you had. He's probably looking at more going, no, that's not what I meant, dude. I meant I would pay it if you went out and got LeBron or Paul George. You did none of that. And now I've got to pay the luxury tax on another $17 million. Damn it, Daryl. No.
Here's the
not
thing.
What
no, here's the thing I saw on social media last night that was absolutely ridiculous. Chris Paul forced Ariza out by taking the max. He did nothing of the sort. He worked out his deal. He had no idea what else the Rockets were working on. He's a friend of Trevor Ariza's. I've said this time and time again. As much as Harden gets the credit for bringing Paul to Houston, Trevor had a huge role in it and was equally in the mix as James. And there's no way that Chris Paul had anything to do with bouncing Trevor Ariza out of town.
Nope.
That is a fallacy right there. Fake news.
Totally agree.
So with that, we're about that time.
Yes, you. I'm kind of looking forward to this day off. In the
I am too.
Of the week.
Look, my lease is off tomorrow morning, so I get to spend. We got family day. We're going to tailor for her first fireworks.
You still have the in-laws in town?
No. Nope.
Oh,
everybody,
lucky you.
The house is clear, so everything's good.
Yeah, lucky you.
So you boys be safe.
Yep.
Drink responsibly.
Nick, don't do anything freaky with your dog.
Boil your meat.
Won't do that. I might do that if I
boil your meat.
Feel like dropping.
You're gonna go get a meat boiler for $150.
If I'm willing to drop, if I'm willing to drop $120, I'll boil my
meat. I said you could get one for $55 on Amazon.
Okay,
damn, but it won't be here in time for the holiday.
No,
but on Amazon Prime Day you can get a deal.
I'm gonna. Well, you know what I'm gonna do? We're gonna have to have a poker night. Usual Suspects poker night at the house.
I'll watch.
Three of us. You don't play poker?
No, never have in my life.
Oh well, we'll teach you.
Well, I'm sure you will, especially if it's cash
deal. No, we'll just put in like, well, everybody will put in $5, but we'll give out like, you know, all right, everyone gets $1,000 in chips, but for $5, and we can do that. Well, we'll teach you.
We'll money. I like that.
Have
idea.
Some steaks. We got to figure out who else we want to invite because three of us is just weird. Got to have like four or five.
Intern yeah, then Trey. All you Mike's got.
He knows intern he's got numbers. He Bro, knows numbers.
There's
like
no
anybody
way I'm
else.
Spending an entire evening with intern Trey. You're out of your damn mind. No.
What, you don't want to bring intern Trey?
This whole thing just got canceled. I'm out.
So you guys were talking about a three-way with Nick, Barry, and Joel no. and hanging oh my God. It in the front while taking it. No, never mind. All right. So with that being said, y'all have a great holiday. Enjoy yourselves. Be responsible, but have some fun. We'll talk to you again on Thursday. Fred, AJ, John, the Blitz, they're next right here on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.